everyone. Welcome. And today is hump day. It is Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, whether you're listening live or on the replay, thank you and welcome. Hey, Frankie, how are you, girl? Welcome. Brina, welcome, welcome. And I hope everyone's having a beautiful day as always. I am having a great day here in Southern, coolish, sunny Southern California. So we're going to see what kind of show we're going to have today. And as always, I got to upload the song. I need to do this beforehand, but I just never get around to doing it. You like it? It's a tad long than what I usually play, but I think you'll like it. Kind of goes hand in hand with the title. Hey, Minnesota, welcome, welcome. Okay, so let's get started. Consensual sex. Who is responsible for protection? Hey, Lou, welcome, welcome. I'm trying to figure out how to even start. I'm trying to figure out how to even start this. This was Ace's topic, so I thought it was a good one, and a couple of you guys thought it was pretty good. So we're going to tackle this. I personally think that if you are going to have consensual sex, then it's on both parties to make sure. Do you have protection? Do you have protection? And one thing that I always feel for both parties, do not ever, 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 hey, boss player, welcome. Do not ever, 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 if you are a male, assume that the girl is on protection. If you are a female, do not ever, 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 ever assume that the boy or the man, whatever, that the protection that he has is any good. Has he been carrying that condom in his wallet or in his pants pocket for the last, you know, five years? Is it any good? You know, if you are a woman, I personally believe that you should have a backup. That, you know, not that you should be responsible for bringing it, but you should have that backup that, you know, he pulls out this condom that looks like it's been, you know, seen better days, the package has seen better days, that you have a backup and you say, here, Nowadays, you just can't be too sure. But I definitely believe that both parties should be responsible. Now, if you are a female, and this is what I believe, if you, you know, before you all get to doing whatever you all are going to do, and the female asks the male, do you have protection? And he says, no. To me, hey, Grid, welcome back. Welcome. You know, at that point, I'm walking out the door because you, to me, it's like you did not think enough to even bring something. You know, you want to be with me, but you can't even bring anything. Not even that raggedy one that you had in your pocket for the last, you know, 2 years. I mean, it's responsibility on both sides. You can joke. I mean, and Brina says, yes, I think the same, both parties should bring protection. See what else? the raggedy one. Yes, bring in the raggedy one. You know, men will carry, you know, that condom in their pocket, you know, forever.
Forever.
You know, and yes, Shorty, they will. So I'm just saying, you know, that women should have that backup. And men should not automatically believe that women are on something. So, Shorty, welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, boss. Hey, F1. How y'all doing? Blue? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that thing just been sitting there all crinkled up, and the paper done lost all the color, and you don't even know what it is no more.
Yep.
You're like, yes.
Yep. Yep. And men, the whole thing about it doesn't feel the same. Well, you know what? You're going to be feeling it when 9 months later you have to be responsible for that baby. I bet you're going to be feeling it now or then, you know. So, you know, whose responsibility is it? Because society has, it doesn't matter if whichever side brings it. The woman is ultimately blamed for everything. And y'all know that that's right. True. You know, so no matter what, you know, the woman is blamed. So, I don't know. You know, and another thing, if you are dating someone and I don't care if they're 40 and they look like they're, you know, 10 years younger, men, you better ask for that ID, but that's a different topic. But still, it's on the same line. You better ask for that ID.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. Hey, Duke, welcome. You know, so
a lot of these females over here looking older than what they is. They probably looking like they 20 over there, but they probably about 15, 16.
15. Yep. You know what I mean? So if you don't want to be caught that way, I would suggest that you ask for that ID. You know, and it better be a state issued or a federal ID, like a passport or state.
You can't go by their word no more.
Nope.
I was born this and this and this. No.
Nope. And if you are a female and this guy looks young, I suggest you ask for that ID, because then that's another, you know, so yeah. Hey, Juju, welcome.
Hi, Juju. Hi. How are you?
Ben Wenders, welcome. So, I mean, honestly, so who's responsible? Who is responsible for the protection?
Both sides.
You know. Okay, so the girl asks the guy, the guy shows up with a condom, a presentable one that has not, you know, been seen better days. But how do you believe that a girl is on protection. And does it matter if you, if she says yes and you have a condom, do you still want her to be on something? I mean, like, how do you believe her? I mean, even though you have a condom, how do you, Bands, welcome. How do you believe that she is on something?
Well, that's kind of tough, though, because, see, it's a difference because, see, the girl got to use protection, or they have, like, the NuvaRing, or they have the one that just sticks up there and just stays in there. I don't know all these damn names for these things, but...
I mean, but how do you... But it's not like a girl is going to carry that stuff with her or whatever. Oh, no. So, I mean, she may carry her pack of pills with her, but at the same time, it's like, how do you know she's taking them every day? I mean,
But if you want to ask them if they be real, you know what I mean? They'll tell you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't really believe them, but then if they show you, be like, oh, look, you know, I'm on my birth control, or, you know, I have this, you know what I mean? I go to the doctor for this, you know, or sometimes they have it up there for like 5 years or whatever, the little ones that you could just stick up you and you don't have to keep getting the shots and all this other stuff like that. You really can't tell, but they should be honest about it.
Okay. Okay. Now, boss says you have to protect yourself and don't believe what anyone tells you. He also says each person should be responsible for self. That's what everybody pretty much is saying. Okay, so what happens if you have this condom on, the condom breaks? Whose fault is that? Is that just an accident, or is that somebody's fault that you didn't get a good one?
No, because see, things can break. You understand what I'm saying? If y'all into it, you know what I mean, getting it good in and anything pop, you know, you should be responsible to be like, hold on, you know, let me switch it off because it broke, you know what I mean? That's the most responsible thing to do.
Okay.
But sometimes they get all into it, they don't want to switch it off. They want to just keep going.
Okay, so let me ask this then. Can, in your opinion... And guys, again, this is, we're all adults here, so, you know, in your opinion, can, I'll start with a guy. Can a guy usually tell when the condom breaks?
Of course a guy knows when the condom breaks.
Okay, does the girl know?
I don't think so.
Okay, so if the condom breaks and the male knows and he doesn't withdraw, is it his fault if 9 months later there's a baby? Is it on him?
Yeah. It is, because if y'all, like I said, if y'all getting it in, it feels good, you know what I mean? And then if it breaks, he should be the one that be like, hold on, let me switch off, you know, because it broke. You know, if he didn't want to stop and it feels that good, he should know 9 months you have a junior or a girl or a boy on the way, you know, a little one running around.
So, I'm just looking at these. Let me see your birth certificate. Okay, Grid, I'm doing a show actually next week on catfishing. So I'm not even going to get into that comment. I'm not even going to get into that until next week. Let's see, each person should be okay. Let me go up my party. No, can't. Okay, Juju, Shorty, Juju wants to know how her sunflower is
I'm
today.
I'm good, Juju. How are you?
Okay, so, okay, so Duke, I don't know what you mean by no can't. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. And fellas, if you only brought one, what were you thinking? Okay, so again, men, to the men out there, to those males out there, and I, again, we're all adults here. This is an adult show, so I want to know: have you ever been in the position where a condom broke? Grit says I'm listening. Nope.
We need okay. Y'all guys on this.
Don't okay. All right. Hey, crazy. Welcome. Okay. So, because I think that if a condom breaks, I don't think women would necessarily know that it broke. And I do believe that it's responsibility of the male to stop and check that.
Right. That's true.
You know, so, okay, so let me ask this. If you're dating someone and you all are serious, you all are just dating each other, you're not seeing anyone else, should you, the female, keep, how do I want to say this?
Just say it. So, I forgot you.
Are females, if you're dating, mm-hmm. and you all are just dating each other, are females then, like, does the guy seem to put more responsibility on the female? Like, why didn't you take your pill? Well, why didn't you do this? Because that's what it seems like. Well, why weren't you on this? Or why weren't you on that?
Well, see, the thing is, right? Some females, they can't, look, females are devious. You understand what I'm saying? We are devious. Sometimes they want to do that just to trap them. You understand what I'm saying? But that trapping thing is don't always work. You understand what I'm saying? They'll deny it.
But Shorty, but aren't you being a little stereotypical there? Aren't you, you know, being a little hard on females?
No, I'm not. Not at all.
Okay.
Because we are some devious females. We are some devious creatures. We are.
Okay, so and men. And, okay, right. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
Now you have these men going, yep, because you know men can be just as devious. And
I'm sorry.
And I'm going to say, okay. Let's back it up before we even get to the sex part, okay? Let's back it up. What are men saying about women before you even get to the sex part? So are men, now I'm changing this up a little bit. Are men the dogs before you even get to the consensual sex part? Or are women the schemers before you get to the sex part? I mean, are men like, I'm a tap that, I'm a get that, and
both.
And women.
That's
so,
both.
Okay, that's so both. Okay, so who do you think? I'm gonna go to the one night stand thing. Okay.
Okay.
Who do you think pursues someone more? On average, do you think it's the man pursuing the woman more? Whether you're at a bar, whether you're at a party, whether you are at work and you see somebody that you like, coworker, whatever, who do you think is pursuing somebody more? Do you think the man is pursuing more or the woman is pursuing more just so they can have that one night?
Men, you know, men, men want to pursue and stuff like that and hit their one night stand. Like Crazy said, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know what
okay,
I mean?
But then at what point then do women, because I'm looking at Juju saying, no, we are not. At what point, hey, Jenny, welcome. So at what point do women become schemers and devious then?
Well, look, sometimes females want to do the one night stand too. You understand? Sometimes it's both ways. You know, sometimes they have them bold women out there be like, I see my target. All right, I'm gonna go over there and pursue them a little bit.
I want to narrow that down some. So, a woman sees their target. Is that just a target for one night stand or target to set them up for something more? Hey, Power Girl, welcome.
Can men do the same thing?
Can men do the same thing?
Yeah, men can do the same thing. It's a vice versa thing.
So do you still think that women are more devious than men?
In that point of view, I can say some women are more devious than men, but there's men out there that can be more devious than females.
Okay. Now, Boss says if we are exclusive, then these are conversations we should be having more than once. Absolutely. Crazy says, I'm trying to make you stay away. Chris says, I make sure I put those birth control pills next to her toothbrush every morning.
Chris, you
are wrong. Okay. Backing it up is why, oh, please, Luke, white condom break. dogs are actually very loyal creatures. Oh, Lou, please. Not when it comes in the human form. Not when it comes in the human form. Totally, man. Boss says, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ma'am or dogs? And women are scheming. They mean men or dogs. Okay. Hey, shy lady. And Adelaide, welcome. Me, wham, ma'am. Okay, get out of your house, ma'am. As you can see, I'm late. I had a bad eye for men when I was in my 20s and 30s. Depends on the woman, but no woman have way more options than who they let into them. But no woman have, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Totally, my joke, shorty. Okay, but no woman have way more options. Okay, so Boss, are you saying that women don't have more options? Because you say, but no woman have way more options. I'm not understanding that sentence. Only been with one woman who wanted to have sex more than myself. Okay. So once again, I'm going to try to go to, they do have more options. Boss, do you think that's necessarily true? That women have more options as to who they are with? And I say that, hey, Christian, welcome. And I say that because considering that the things that women go through with rape and things like that, do women really have more options in who they are with? Or do men kind of control who, I guess I'm saying that the wrong way, who women kind of, men kind of control who women are with because they can more than likely overpower a woman. And women have to deal with sexual harassment, have to deal with, I mean, if you're in entertainment, you have the casting couch. If you just on a regular job, your boss, you know, may, if you don't do this, me, whatever. So do women really have more options? Men, Crazy says, men who can, who they want. Okay. Men sleep with who they can. Women sleep with who they want. Men marry who they want. Women marry who they can. I don't. I'm sorry. I just agree with that. Men sleep with who they can. I disagree with that. I mean, I agree with that. But women sleep with who they want. I don't think that's necessarily true. No. I know you weren't crazy. Of course, women have more choices. I disagree with that. I disagree with it. I don't think that women have more choices because women. Women have more, how do I want to say this? Women have more, you can either do this or you can do that situations. And women are more in a situation where no is not necessarily taken as an answer for some men. Women have all the control because even with harassment, they still have the option of saying no. Yeah, you know, boss, you still have the option of saying no. But again, some men don't take no as an answer. And if women have all these options, then why do women get raped? I mean, that's just a question that I have. If women have all these options, then why should they have to put up with sexual harassment in the first place? You know, so, I mean, disagree, agree? Am I getting a little bit too deep or...
No, you good, solid. No, you good. We need to talk about this.
That's what I'm saying. When you say that women have more options when it comes to consensual sex or just period with sex period, I don't think that that's true. Because more women are sexually harassed than men, more girls are sexually harassed than boys, more female children are, you know, sexually abused than boys, unless you go to Catholic school and you're with a priest. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
You know, I am. You know, so I don't think women have more options. And when it comes to consensual sex, I do believe that it is a responsibility for both people. But in the end, I think it still comes down to the woman. Like, well, why didn't you have something? Well, why didn't you do this? Well, why did you show up with a condom that looked like it was five years old? Or why didn't you have one at all? I mean, Shorty. I mean, I'm serious. Hey, Smoke. Welcome.
I know.
Jemiah, welcome. Juju says, women have to be aware today of who they speak or associate themselves with, so many bad players. Now, yes. And even with people that you know, that friend that you think is your friend may end up being the person that sexually abuses you. That boss could be the one that does something to you. So, okay, and
put in that predicament.
Yes,
there's a lot of predicaments like that. There's a lot of predicaments like that that where situations that is not even in your control and things like that do happen a lot, and you don't really have a say so, and it just happens and it overpowers like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Grid says, I think there are more hungry men than women out there. And Boss says, keep it in the context of consensual. Got it. Brina says, raggedy ass condom. Oh, boy. Let me see. Everybody is saying hi. Grid, well, I haven't seen you in forever. Yes, hope you are well. So, yeah, Grid, we do miss you, but I know you have been busy. All right. So I want to I'm getting into some deep waters here with this topic. Cause see, my mind is going in all kinds of places, but I'm trying to stay on topic, and keep this at an hour show here. So, Let's go to with consensual sex. Does the mood, that's not the word I'm looking for. Dang, guys, I can't get the word.
What you trying to say? Is it like a right time or the mood?
Okay. Does consensual sex matter in terms of who is responsible for birth control? If, let's say, you're at a strip place, and okay, you see a stripper, and you all hook up. Does it matter if you're in a situation like that, that she should have it because, oh, well, she's a stripper, so she should have one, as opposed to you're sitting on your parents' front porch and you all are just sitting there holding hands? I mean, does it matter who brings it with the place that you're at? Does it matter?
Well, comes to the strip club part, you should always have a condom. The guy should have a condom because you don't know. I'm trying to reword my words in my head, but you don't know what them females been. They up in the club dancing, you know, they hit the back room. You don't know what they do. You don't know what they do outside of it. You don't know what they have. They might have that fire, and then you end up going in there and touching it. You understand what I'm saying? You might end up catching that fire. You can't.
Let's be fair. If you are a male going into those places, and you could have something, right?
True.
So again, are we going to stereotype because of the place as opposed to a strip club as opposed to your mother's front porch?
No, you should always, if you in that mood, if you get in there, one or the other should have a condom, because they do have female condoms out there. They do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Both of y'all should protect yourself. If one don't have it, the other one should have it. If y'all don't have it, go to the store and get it. And if y'all don't want to go to the store and get it, it shouldn't happen.
Okay. All right. Christian says people are too quick to have sex without talking about how they're going to protect themselves. Brina says, I think everyone should be prepared just in case. Both should have condoms. Agree. Guys don't go to strip clubs to have sex.
Child, you don't.
I'm sorry, Smoke. I have to laugh at that. I'm sorry. Okay.
There's men that go to the strip club, throw them dollars, and they have one of them females that stripper that catch their eye. You understand? They're going to be like, I'm going to see what she can really do. She can do all of this and do all of that. Let me take her home. Let me see if she can really do what she can do. You know what I mean? It happens plenty of times.
It goes vice versa.
It's vice versa.
I mean, that's what I would think.
It's vice versa. They see a man, if a female go to a club and see a sexy man, just go ahead and grab her. So, oh, let me see what all is here. You know what I mean?
crazy giving the side eye. I mean, Smoke, if guys don't go to strip clubs to have sex, then you go into a back room and you're getting a lap dance. Isn't that a sexual act?
That's teasing them. You understand what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying. I think that's also. I think. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, again, when you're teenagers, under the age of 18. Should both parties be responsible or know better?
Yes. Of course.
Okay, let's back it up to where we were Monday. You're in sixth grade. You're having sex. Do you know better?
Of course, parents teach their kids about
sex. Nah, if you're having sex in sixth grade, are parents really teaching
you shouldn't worry about sex when you in sixth grade, fifth grade, all that. When you in school, you should worry about getting your grades, getting where you need to get.
Right,
you
know, right.
Girlfriend's gonna come.
I understand that, but in terms of protection, do young people
don't know.
Okay.
They don't know, but it's our job as parents to teach our kids the safety of sex with condoms and everything. But they shouldn't have that on their mind.
But unfortunately, they do.
With society now, with cartoons, they sexualize everything. So they're gonna know about sex and this and this and that. You understand what I'm saying? They were like, "Ooh, you know how curiosity kills the cat." They're gonna wanna go see what is that about. You understand what I'm saying? So as us parents, we should know what's going on. You know what I mean? We should be responsible to teach our kids, you know, the do's and don'ts about sex. And if you lay down with this person, if you don't protect yourself, 9 months later, you're going to have a little human being growing in your body you're going to have to take care of.
Okay. All right. Now, Juju says, I'm going to come back to what you just said, but I'm just going to read what Juju says. Some guys go to strip clubs to meet that special lady they like and sometimes drop $1 million for sex acts. Or I'm sorry, $1,000 for sex acts. So consensual sex with let's say they're 12, 13, because 12 and 13 year old kids are having sex. And not that somebody gets pregnant, but there's no protection. She's not on anything. He's not on anything. Both parents find out that their kids have been having intercourse.
Flowerized.
In terms of responsible sex, or I'm sorry, in terms of responsible for protection, can you start doing the blame game? Can parents start doing the blame game? Because do kids that young understand what protection is?
I don't think they really understand it. But see, you know, to them, it just feels good. You understand what I'm saying? Her getting her cherry popped and he, you know, getting his little cherry popped. You understand what I'm saying? And it just feels good. They don't understand. It's a whole thing about sex. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of.
So going back to the sex education that we were talking about on Monday, and we're going to, mm-hmm. you know, and the whole. The protection thing today. When do you start telling your children that they need to have protection and what protection is and, you know, what it entails and whatever? I mean, at what grade is that part of sex education? Or is that something that you need to pull your child over to the side how old should you be?
It's never too young to start telling your kids about sex, because eventually they're going to find out about it one way or the other, right? So, like I said, it's our responsibility as parents to teach our kids, you know, about sex and stuff like that. And then once that cycle starts going on, you know, and we just found out, you know, me personally, I'll be heartbroken if my sons or my daughter, you know, have sex and I already told them about it. You understand what I'm saying? I have to, you know, talk to them more because, you know, as they're getting older, you know, they're in school, they're around their peers, you know, they're going to be around their peers. They're going to talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? You have to not drill, but have that stern talk to keep reminding them and refreshing their brain.
Okay, so. Okay, so let me ask this. I'm staying with the youngsters right now. Do you think that children should have to have permission from their parents in order to obtain birth control?
Yes. Of course. But if they don't have permission from their parents to have sex, though, that's the thing. You understand what I'm saying? So,
okay, see, because I personally don't, and I changed my stance on that. Before I did, and now I don't because of what you just said, because they're still going to have sex. They are still regardless. Going. So, and if they don't get it, if they don't get permission from you, they are going to get that birth control or whatever somewhere, somehow from somebody else.
A friend or a grandparent.
So
but see, that's the heartbreaking thing right there, Solid. When what it's like, you have to build that trust with your kids to be able to have them come to you with for anything, to talk to you about anything. It don't matter how mad I get or how mad you get. I'd rather you come to me first than finding out from somebody else. That's gonna be really more heartbreaking that, you know, you told this parent or this person you really trust, but you don't really trust me to come and tell me. You understand? You're my kid. I'd rather you
right, but they're right, but if, but if your me. Parent, but if you're not going to, if your child is not coming to you, there has to be a reason they're not coming to you, because apparently you could have shut them down before, or you could have had some talks about other things that weren't even about sex, where you were just like no. So they're like, you know what? I can't talk to my mom. I can't talk to my dad, you know, whatever. And some, right. Unfortunately, there are some children that are like that, or some parents that, that are like that. So, I don't think that you should have to have permission, from your parents to have,
right.
have birth control, because, you're going to do what you want to do. I mean, that's just like smoking. Your parents may say you're too young to smoke, but you know, you're like, you know, you see your parents smoking and they say, no, you're too young to smoke. And instead of getting the cigarette from you, they're going to go get it from their friend. You know, that may be a bad, example, but y'all know what I mean. So, and then Juju says, no one needs any permission to have sex with anyone as long as it's consensual and there's protection. I agree. I know a mother that talked to about sex her 16-year-old daughter and she got pregnant. Was to talk too late? I think talking to your kid at 16 is a little late.
It is too late. It's very late, because you should have been done, had that conversation when they start going to school. You understand what I'm saying? That's where all the peer pressure and the, you know, the talks and stuff is among their peers. You supposed to have that early. You know, start off with, you know, the birds and the bees and stuff like that. If you do this and this and this and this, and as they get older, you know, that's when the more details come in. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah.
Okay. Now, Christian says, would you as a parent be okay with your kids getting birth control without you knowing? And Christian, that's what I just said. I'm like, I would like to know, but if for whatever reason they feel they can't talk to me, I'd rather them get it without me knowing if they're going to have sex without me knowing. So
right, but wouldn't that hurt you more without you even knowing, and then you found out from, you know, your
kids, absolutely. Your I mean, absolutely, but absolutely, but if for whatever reason they don't want to tell me, and they're going to have sex behind my back anyway, so I would rather them do that than and make sure they're protected than they're getting pregnant.
Right.
You know, so boss says I started the conversation at about 6 and continued having them over and over, adding age appropriate content as they got older. I mean, because the bottom line is this. when your kids are at school, and I'm talking about when they're in kindergarten, you don't know what other kids are telling them. You don't know. You are not with your child. When you take your child to school and it's their first day of school in kindergarten, that's when you start the process of letting go, and you don't know who is saying what. You don't even know what you know. People are pissed off at what teachers are telling kids. So can you imagine what kids are saying? And then when they're in the locker room and all this other stuff, you know, you don't know what is going on. Oh, come on, man. You can do this. Oh, girl, come on. You know, I mean, right. you don't know. And they're not going to come home and they're not going to tell you. So like right. I said, I would rather my child, as much as I would be upset and I would be hurt, but I'd rather, you know, them do that than come home and one day I look up and, you know, why are you getting fat? You know, or, you know, or
you what's, tired, yeah, yeah. baggy clothes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yes, yeah. yes. You know, so, so that would go from being hurt to me being pissed,
but like you said, Sala, if they're out there doing it without us knowing, and then we end up finding out, you know, the next question gonna be, so are you using protection? And then they'd be like, yeah, you'd be like, okay, that's good. And then you start talking. And then the other hand, and if they say no, then you're gonna be like, oh, like, why not? Why you just going raw dogging? You understand what I'm saying? Put on your jacket. You understand? You're not ready for that responsibility. If you end up slipping, if you don't pull out in time, you understand what I'm saying? There's consequences of repercussion of everything.
Oh, definitely. 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 You know, so again, I say, the responsibility is on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility is on both sides. And if you are under the age of 18, hopefully your parents have talked to you, or somebody has talked to you. If you're in grade school, and unfortunately children are having sex in grade school, hopefully, you know, have had some type of talk, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know, because I mean, this is a topic that goes in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. So, but anyway, let's see, that's Wild Juju. Okay, I'm just looking at everybody. Thank you, everybody, for liking the show. That's all I got, y'all. That is all I have. So, Shorty, you want to leave any other words of wisdoms, or your 2 cents, 3 cents, $1.50?
$1.25, sure.
$1.25.
All I gotta say on this subject, Sala, I love the conversation anyway. You understand what I'm saying? But as parents, we should do our parent duties to make sure our kids out here are safe and protected and knowledgeable. And if we don't have that knowledge, we have to, you know, read up on it or ask somebody to help with the subject. You understand? I don't know if you get my drift. If you can ask like a real close friend that won't judge you about shit. Oh, sorry. See, it came out. I'm sorry, Sonic. But ask about stuff, you know. Have that conversation with your friend that won't judge you about it, you know, to give you that right advice, you know, about things that you don't really get.
But you also want that right advice if you're an adult, because your adult male right. friends and your adult female friends can give you the wrong advice. can give you the wrong.
That's why you can't talk to everybody.
That's, you know, so yeah. Grit, you know, you say you miss these conversations. Grit, I'm telling you, every time, you guys, Grit, you, I'm telling you, that one show just tickled me, tickled me, tickled me, tickled me, tickled me. I literally do go back and listen to two particular shows, and I just crack up over that one line that you say. It's the way you say it, it's your tone, it's your inflection. I just laugh and laugh and laugh. So Crazy says, I give all the right advice. Okay. Well, guys, tomorrow is open discussion, and that's going to be over at the other house. You want to be part of it, you got to ask me to you have to ask to be my friend. Let's see. Boss says, I started having sex at a young age. I know I have no control over that part of their life, but I'm a parent and it's my job to prepare them for life.
Right.
Okay. All right. All right. So I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of Teddy. Teddy Pendergrass. Ooh, turn off the lights. Ace, I'm sorry, girl. You are coming in right when we are finishing up the show. So I'm sorry. This was your topic, everybody. This was Ace's topic, but I understand you are working. Oh, Brian's like, oh, so we're gonna leave you with a little bit of Teddy. So here you go.
Turn off the lights, light a candle, tonight I'm in a romantic mood, yeah, let's take a shower, shower together, I'll wash your body, wash mine, yeah. Treat, you're so sweet. Turn off the lights and let's get cozy. See, you're the only one in the world that I need. I wanna love you all over. Tonight I'm in a sexy mood, ooh, ooh, baby. Light a candle. Girl, there's something that I wanna do to you. I wanna do to you, baby. Would you rub it down? Would you rub it down?
playing so sweet. Turn them on. Come closer. You're the only one in this whole wide world that I ever need. Turn them on. And light a candle. See, there's something I want to do to you, baby. I'm lying here, waiting, my dear. You can get what you want. Anytime you want it, I'm lying here, waiting, my dear. Come get what you need, give me what I need. There's something I
Tell me what you want to do, what you want to do, babe. Okay, y'all. I'll see you all tomorrow over at the other house. Same time, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And Friday will be open bar, 5 p.m. Pacific time for the family. So everyone, I will hopefully see you tomorrow. And Shorty, thank you very much for popping up on the panel. And Ace, thank you for the topic. Talk to y'all later. Bye.